This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
On this election day, Republicans are hoping to win back Congress, but President Biden says his Democrats will surprise the living devil out of a lot of people. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The evenly split Senate is up for grabs today, and the key may lie in President Biden's native state.
Control of the Senate could come down to Pennsylvania.
Franklin and Marshall College's Burwood Yost says with Republican Pat Toomey retiring, Democrats are eyeing to flip the seat and banking on Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman beating Mehmet Oz, the celebrity doctor whom Fetterman has labeled an out-of-touch outsider.
Oz might be a joke, but I don't believe any one of us finds it very funny.
It's been a brutal and expensive race.
Pennsylvania deserves better than Fetterman.
The president has made several trips there to boost the Democrat in hopes of keeping the Senate majority. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former President Trump says he'll have a very big announcement next week. He's widely expected to run for president again. And at a rally for a Republican candidate in Ohio last night, he pointed to what he said were poll numbers that favor him over other possible GOP contenders.
So it's Trump, 71. Ron DeSantis, 10. That's okay. Mike Pence, 7.
Former President Trump in Ohio. No Powerball drawing last night. The $1.9 billion drawing was delayed because of issues processing sales at a participating lottery. Official results may be known today. This morning, China says 7 people were arrested after a clash between residents and authorities enforcing COVID restrictions. This was in northeastern China. This is AP News. If you get your election news on social media, here's something to think about.
U.S. voters who rely on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and other platforms to learn about election results may wind up encountering misinformation. There's a lot of useful information on social media, but it is still like the wild, wild west on some sites. And the dean of the Annenberg School for Communication says the internet allows people to create their own evidence from scratch and then spread it to millions of others. In Georgia, 2 years ago, there was a water leak at a ballot counting site that triggered rumors of ballot rigging. In Arizona, officials giving voters a choice of pens set off unfounded suspicions. Tips for vetting election information include using official sites and remembering that election rules can vary from state to state. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.